In the name of Jesus, amen. In hindsight, the power of God always seems obvious. Poor Pharaoh didn't stand a chance when Moses and Aaron came to town. Poor Jericho didn't know what hit it when its walls were crushed by trumpets and shouts. And poor Goliath, he sure learned his lesson about the power of God. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. So too, when St. Paul tells us and tells the Christians in Rome that he is not ashamed of the gospel, that it is the power of God unto salvation, hindsight makes Paul's words and God's power seem so perfectly obvious. But here hindsight isn't 20/20. Here our hindsight is blind. For the gospel may be the power of God unto salvation, but that doesn't stop the stones and rods from breaking Paul's body. And the gospel may be the power of God unto salvation, but that doesn't stay the power of Satan to send his messenger to Paul to sink a thorn deep into flesh and nerve. And what about you, dear seminarian? The gospel may be the power of God unto salvation, but that doesn't stop your knees from knocking in your alb as you learn to preach its truth. The gospel may be the power of God, but that doesn't deter the devil from whispering the law into your ear. The law that is no joke, no mind game. The law that is speaking you into the ground. No, the power of God that seems so obvious in hindsight is not so obvious in the present tense. It wasn't for Paul, and it isn't for you. For God has chosen to hide his power under weakness and suffering. That is why you are weak and why you suffer. God's power is hidden. And that is why the gospel in the mouth of a young preacher is no more impressive to Israelite or Philistine than a sling in the hands of a shepherd boy. And make no mistake, like Paul, the gospel is all your Lord is giving you. With this sling only, he sends you to battle, not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of darkness. And so too, when you leave seminary to face your Rome or your Jericho, you'll have little more to count on than a promise of God and some rather unimpressive weapons. The trumpeting of your own lips, and the shout of the gospel from your own throat. Such is the way of the Lord, to send his servants poorly armed, to send Moses and Aaron against all the power of Egypt, each armed with nothing more than a staff, to send his disciples to war against all the powers of Satan, with neither staff nor bag, neither money nor bread. And to send all whom he sends into impossible circumstances, armed only with the weakness and foolishness that he has given, that your faith might not rest in your power or in the power of men, but solely in the power of God. And so Paul finds himself armed with the most foolish of all weapons, not a staff, not a trumpet or sling, but only a word, and not even a word of wisdom, a word of the cross. Even so, Paul knows the way of our Lord, and so confesses that he is not ashamed of this weak and foolish gospel, for it is the power of God We preach Christ crucified, Paul says, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. But that is the voice of faith, not bravado. For Paul, it is Christ crucified that God has set upon his lips. It is Christ alone. And there are plenty of good-intentioned Sauls out there who would like to give you Davids their armor. And Zondervan would love to sell you Joshua's the purpose-driven battle plan. But Paul reminds us that the foolishness of the gospel is wiser than Saul's church consultant company. And the weakness of the gospel is stronger than all our strategies for church growth. For the gospel alone is the power of God unto salvation. And you know this firsthand, dear Christian. For the Pharaoh that holds you in bondage is none less than the Pharaoh of hell. And the slavery that breaks your spirit is slavery to your own repeating sin. Not even the mighty staff of Moses can set you free, but only the foolishness of Christ's gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation for you. It is the walls of water crushing your captor in baptismal flood. It is your sin washed away forever and sunk into the fathomless deep, never to be found again. All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. But in that little handful of water and mouthful of word is all the power of God. Rank on rank of wave descending to save you from your foe. The voice of Christ claiming you to be his own. And how much more has he done for you by the power of his foolish gospel? For your Joshua has seen the gates of hell that surround your heart, and he has brought them crashing down with the shout of his holy absolution. You are forgiven. Yes, your David has even torn the sword from Goliath's hand, torn the cross from death's cruel grip, and cleaved off death's head with death's own weapon. Your death is dead, dear Christian. It has no power over you. Our Lord is a Lord of war, clothed in the weakness of human flesh, his cosmic triumph hidden under the foolishness of death on a cross. And for you fights this valiant one. He is your champion and more. He is your savior. For the law does shut your mouth, but he is the righteousness of God apart from the law. And so the law has its mouth shut by him. And he turns to you and opens your mouth, opens your lips, and pours in the gospel from his veins, that your mouth might declare his praise. The life that is in his blood is in your body, so that you might rise from the ground in your body as he is risen in his. Yes, your Lord has his weapon too, a mighty gospel hidden under the weak and foolish things our Father has given. And through this gospel, you with the Roman Christians, you with St. Paul, have Christ, and he has you. Your sin is his righteousness yours. Therefore, this foolishness is your gospel too. This weakness, your weapon. Be not ashamed, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. In the name of Jesus, amen.